Welcome back to Soda Pop Podcast. This is season 2, episode 1. Yay!
And
just like last year, we have Dr. Terrence Brown with us again.
Hello.
For our welcome back episode. So, Dr. Brown, can you tell us anything that happened in our first year, like stuff that we've accomplished?
Wow, what didn't happen? We did a lot in the first year. I will say one of the big successes, of course, is Soda Pop. Mm-hmm. You all did about 17 episodes last season.
Yeah, I think we did about 20.
Oh, so we did more than, and we had special features.
Including, like, 20, including, like, the Natalie Dupree and...
the special, yeah, that's right. And Natalie Dupree, she was a wonderful guest.
Oh, and Chef Canaza.
Yeah, Chef Tony Canaza, he was wonderful. And we had Dean Burkhalter, who now has retired this year, which is sad for us, but we're happy for her new success. And she's going to be around, actually, because she's going to now serve on our newly formed School of the Arts Advisory Board. So that will be Stan and Alice Trimble, Tracy Griffith. Also, we will on that board, we'll have Dean Carmen Burkhalter, and we will have Judith and Robert Roush so far. And we'll have new members coming, but that's our first core group. And that group will act in as an advisory capacity to keep me honest and to help me see beyond the mere walls of of our institution to start to integrate the community more into what we do. So in our first year, that's one of the big things that we did and we really focused on was trying to integrate the community into the university community. Mm-hmm. And I think we found a lot of success through that by establishing several partnerships. And also this summer, we launched our Create Fund, and you can find out more information about that on the School of Arts page or email me personally at tbrown5@una.edu. That fund is a partnership with Franklin County Chamber of Commerce, and it's meant to provide financial assistance for students who come from Russellville City Schools or Franklin County and who choose to enter into UNA and study the arts. And now they don't have to major or minor in the arts. They just have to be involved in the arts. So they can be involved with theater for 4 years. They can be involved with pottery or ceramics or sculpture, et cetera. They can do anything for that time that they're here. And they can be eligible for a CREATE award. So we are doing a couple events this year. Professor James has graciously agreed to donate the proceeds of It's a Wonderful Life that we're going to do in Red Bay and also in Russellville. Mm-hmm. And Russellville High School. And those are going to happen December 6th and then also December 13th to the 15th. Mm-hmm. And the proceeds from that will go into the CREATE Fund. If you choose that you want to make a tax-deductible contribution, you can also do that and contact our office and we can tell you how to do that. So the CREATE Fund is one of our big kickoff events that happen, and we're so thrilled about the opportunities of helping students with that. We have a couple other projects that we have under wraps that we're going to be releasing soon, but we've done a lot within the first year, and I think it's because of our faculty, because of our staff, because of our students, that we've been able to make it this far. And I just want to take this time to thank everyone for believing in the School of the Arts for this first year. And our administration, President Kenneth Kitts, our provost, Ross Alexander, Dean Carmen Burkhalter, and now Interim Dean Baird and Interim Associate Dean Jeffrey Bibby, for allowing us to be able to excel further and to spread our message of arts equity and access. Speaking of equity and access, one of the big things that we worked on last year that's actually going to come to fruition in September 20th, is a Friday, is I2E2, which is our first ever equity and access conference. And for that conference, Ed Mabry will be our keynote speaker that night. If educators are looking for professional development, it's an opportunity for you to get that. Contact our office. It's $35 for adults, $10 for students. Students, if you are unable to afford the $10, please don't let that stop you from coming. Mm-hmm. Call our office. Our School of the Arts student leaders are offering scholarships for students who can't attend. So that means that we will scholarship the cost and you can come at no cost. Mm-hmm. So that's some of the things that we're doing.
That's good. And it's awesome also that, you know, we've started doing so many collaborations within the arts with what we did with the opera Starry Night last year.
Yeah, I forgot.
And now with film and theater being collaboration, collaboration now.
We can now officially announce, we just have the official that cinematic arts and theater are now one program under the School of the Arts. And that's something that many people have been working for. And we thank our administration for trusting us to be able to do that. Now it's wonderful for our students to be able now to be in one collaborative program where they can work on things that that will propel them further in their discipline. Nice. And so we have another new development with that program happening, and we're working now, but we will release that information when it's official.
Yeah, that's something we were kind of like pushing for. We want more collaboration, so now that they're in the same program, I'm kind of excited to see what comes out of it, honestly.
Yeah, I could tell you our faculty, Professor James, Professor, we just call him JP and Mike. But yeah. They don't like to be called professors, I guess. They have been working hard all summer to start to make this merger happen. They've already moved into their new facility. Dr. Kane has been so gracious in the Department of Communications in helping us outfit this transition. Also, Dr. Garferic has been instrumental in helping us to be able to make this dream a reality for these students and for this faculty. So you're right, Mark. I think that seeing where this collaboration is going to go is quite exciting. So many moving pieces is happening in the School of the Arts. And it's happening because people are now having the ability to say, oh, I'm doing one thing on this side of the aisle. This other person over here in this other building is doing something. And this, wait a minute, we're kind of related. Yeah. We can help each other. So we've done that. Say, for instance, we're starting to move into develop collaborative spaces. Mm-hmm. If you look at McKinney Center, you now have the strings area over there now. You have the voice area. You have cinematic art classes. Mm-hmm. You have visual art and design classes. Mm-hmm. You have interior architecture and design. Culinary will start to have a presence there soon with more classes and a new facility hopefully coming soon. So we're having a lot of spaces that are now starting to meld. One of our big things that we did this summer, thanks to the provost, is now the Stone Lodge is now under the School of the Arts. So we have an ability to be able to have performances there, to have student meetings there, to have exhibitions there, things of that nature. And we already have some events scheduled. There's some midday recitals that are happening. Florence Camarada is now using the space for rehearsals. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful space for us. Mm-hmm. And you'll see our wonderful signage and official logo that's going to be going up in the next few weeks.
That's good. Yeah, I'm excited about the Stone Lodge because that's one of my favorite buildings here because it looks so cozy.
It is. I think it melds history and innovation and academic progression together, and it allows students to see what was a part, a strong figure in campus. It still is, but allowed to see the historical significance of that building.
And on with the second year of SOTA, our second year of SOTA Pop, is we're really excited about things that we're gonna hopefully have come up.
We have a lot of stuff planned. And hopefully we can work through all of it and get everything that we've got kind of planned out to come and work out for us because it's, y'all, you're going to like it.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I think you are, yeah.
Yeah, so, and, hopefully we can just do not only stuff here, but do things on other outlets, as in Facebook and stuff like that. So just make sure that you follow the Instagram and Facebook and everything so that you can, and even Twitter. We do have a Twitter. Make sure you follow those and keep up, and we'll have updates on those things coming up. And
Yeah, I do want to open that up while we're talking about this. We want to open the table for you guys. If you guys want to know, if you guys want to see something or hear something that to talk about, let us know. Yeah. Message us on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. Message us anything that you guys want to see that we haven't done or that maybe you want to see somebody that we've had on again. Let us know, and we'll work it in. Mm-hmm. We definitely want to involve you guys in this too.
Can we tell them how can they find us on Instagram and how can they find us on Facebook?
Yeah, it's UNA Soda Pop. I think if you just type that in, it'll come up because we're the only UNA Soda Pop.
That's right.
So we're on that. We're also on UNA Soda Pop on Facebook. We have a page, like us.
Mm-hmm. Please like our page.
Yes, we love it. We love the likes. See your little loves and your little hearts and stuff on our posts too. And then also on Twitter, it's also UNA Soda Pop. So all of it's the same, no matter which outlet you go on. And also, do UNA Soda as well.
Yes, UNA Soda, that's S-O-T-A instead of S-O-D-A, and for the School of the Arts. And yeah, you can find that as well. Check out our Gallery at 126 page. Also, please go to our individual units and check out their page. Cinematic Arts has their own page. The George Lindsay Film Festival, check out their page. Check out the Department of Music page. Check out Fashion Merchandising, Culinary, Visual Art and Design Department. Those pages will have more specific information tailored to that specific discipline. Within the School of the Arts page, you can see a lot of wonderful highlights of things that's happening, especially on the Soda Pop page and Gallery 126. So be sure to check out those pages. And if you need more information, just contact us here in the office, 256-765-4559, or email us at arts@una.edu, and we can help you. Also, one last thing that we had this summer that was interesting. If you listen to Alabama Public Radio, listen to some of our ads. They'll come up and they'll have different things that that's starting to develop around the School of the Arts. Mm-hmm. So listen to Alabama Public Radio and check us out.
I will say as well, if you're having trouble finding any of this stuff, most of it has like an official UNA logo. So you guys can find that like that. It's like, don't follow any random accounts, but like our logo is kind of unique in itself. It's the purple bottle cap. All of our stuff will have the purple bottle cap logo. Super easy to find. I've never seen anything else like it.
If you're on YouTube, also go to YouTube, UNA Soda, School of the Arts, UNA School of the Arts, right?
Yes, that's right.
And this is our logo. So so not only do you need to listen to it, but you also need to watch the YouTube video so you can see the logo. I'm pointing at it right now. And that's our logo for all of our profile pictures and stuff like that. So you'll definitely be able to find us there.
For sure. And speaking of YouTube, we're actually working on kind of upgrading the way that we record our videos and everything. We're getting a new camera.
We are.
We're stepping it up. So you guys definitely tell your friends about us. Tell your family, everybody, anything, you know, you don't even have to be interested in the arts, just still listen, because we talk about some interesting things, and, you know, if you don't think you're interested in the arts, we might just make you interested in the arts.
That's right, you might. And also, we may have some Soda Pop giveaways that can happen in future episodes, so you may have to look for a keyword in an episode to be able to trigger that giveaway. So
it'll be pickles.
Pickles is the word.
Yeah, so we're looking for this year to be even better than our first year was, so make sure you guys keep listening, keep helping us grow, and we'll plan to keep entertaining you as best as we can. We try our hardest, so make sure you guys stay with us, because we're staying with you. And really, we want to grow, and we want the arts to grow too. So,
well, thank you all. And Lainey, you want to sign us off?
Well, that has been our season 2, episode 1. Welcome back. We really hope all of you UNA students, and no matter where you're at, actually in Florence, no matter what college,
Australia.
We know that one.
We do have that one in Australia.
But anywhere you are, we really hope that you're enjoying your classes on your first day or first week, or even if your first week is next week. I don't know. We just really hope that you do amazing in your school, and that always know that we have your back. And then if you need anything, always contact us too. So I could be your therapist. Not really.
But so hard.
I don't have a degree, but I'll listen to you.
All right. Remember, we upload every Wednesday. We do videos, YouTube. We release on Podbean and iTunes as well. Make sure to tune in. And thank you guys for listening.
And pickles.
And pickles.
Don't forget pickles.
This podcast has been brought to you by UNA School of the Arts, produced by Mark Gallegos and Lainey Green. Special thanks to Monica Collier and the SOTA staff.